Hello, Susie speaking. Hi. Nah, what do you mean? Yeah. Yeah, common area. Yeah, like a hallway or something. I mean, I said to Joe just before, I said, I can't believe I'm having so much trouble on a bloody common property land. I've just everyone's just declined me. I've approached one other, spoke to them over the phone. She said send the details through, so I'm waiting on a response. I don't know. That little piece of land. Be interesting to see who they were with. And they don't want a body corp insurance, do they? Or you guys don't want to put a body corp in place for the buildings and then the common area? Well, the yeah, but those three houses involved aren't, don't they form part of a body corp? Yeah. No, you don't. No, you don't. Yeah, because CGU for not CGU, CHU for example would look at it if they insured the buildings as well, but we don't want that, so that's a decline for them. So I'm waiting on one more, Karen. After that, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I don't know where else to go. Like I've done, your chat GTPs and Googled online, whatever. Well, the thi this is my thing though. What is the address of that common area? Because it's doesn't really. Yeah, and what address is that on it? It's not one of the housing address, is it? Yeah. No, I would say no, it doesn't, because it's common area. It's common property, though. It's a common driveway that's shared between three ute blocks. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I believe no. I mean, I'll speak to Joe, but I'm going to say no because it becomes common area. They'll look at it and say, no, this is common area driveway. Well, you would think so, but I can't find anyone that wants to do it. No one. Hundred percent. But I just can't find someone to do it. And if you can't, if no one wants to insure it. I can see online, like, I mean, I can't speak for them, but your GIOs and whatever, but again, or Suncorp Direct. But I don't know, again, Karen, I don't know their policies or how they work. Yeah. I will. Yeah. I'll speak to him when he gets back. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. So the problem is, what if there's someone walking past on that little lot and they trip and fall? And they're not in your driveway or anyone's driveway, they're just on the main. That's the problem also. Where does that get picked up? If I trip and fall outside, this is the main issue. If I trip and fall outside, where's the cover? Whose policy are you claiming on? Because technically, I'm not in anyone's driveway. Do you know what I mean? Well, the three of them, yes. This is why we need the common area. Yeah, I'll run it past Joe again. I mean, I'm waiting on this one. Hopefully, they come back and say they'll do it. They deal more so with your common ground liability, which is what we're looking for. So I'm hoping. I mean, I've mapped it all out. I've highlighted the driveway. I've put numbers on my Google satellite. I've done everything. No one just wants to touch it. Yeah. 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 I'm still on it. I haven't forgotten it. I'm still working. I've been working on it. Everyone's just coming back to me. No. So I'll speak to Joe when he gets back about what we just discussed. And the thing is, but Karen, this premium would be bugger all too, though. You're looking at probably a $500 premium. It's not going to be big at all. That's the thing. Yeah, as long as there's cover. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how limited can it be, really? It's just liability. Yep, leave it with me. Still on it. I'll speak to Joe as well. All right. Bye. No worries. Bye.